up? This is Matt Dietz, and this is Simply Explaining Insurance. This is the show where I tell you what you need to know about insurance in a way that you can understand it. Because I know what you don't know about insurance, and I know what you need to know. Hey, I got something new for you today. There's a lot of talk about pivoting and going and selling other products if you are in the industry. And I have a free resource for you that will help you sell commercial insurance. So if you're just getting your foot in the door or you need a little shot in the arm, I pulled something out of my master program to teach you how to sell workers' comp. And it's a real quick 101. Workers' comp is one of the easiest products to sell, and it's a gateway to the rest of the account. So if you text me 208-213-8809 and you text me commercial, I will send you this free resource. All right, 208-213-8809. Get in. All right, I got something for you today. I got another feather to put in your cap. I got another tool to put in your toolbox. I wanted to introduce you to Brightco. Brightco is an online jewelry insurance provider, and they are making your life easier and your customers' lives easier. How? Well, quoting is super easy. You can do a quote in like 2 minutes by answering 6 questions. All of their policies are backed by an AM Best A+ rated insurance carrier. Renewals are automatic. Claims will not be reported on a Clue report. That is huge. Their plans offer $0 deductibles. They have 125% replacement cost value. They cover mysterious disappearance. It's everything you want in your jewelry coverage. So do me a favor, if you want to get appointed or check them out, go to bright.co/Matt Dietz. That's bright.co/MATTDIETZ and get in. Hey, what's up? All right, today I wanted to talk about how I helped out a client today and how we can give our worth to our clients. Okay, I got an email from an audit company. This is for a workers' comp policy. This is for one of my better policyholders. They're one of my bigger clients, ones that I really enjoy working with. You know, there are those clients that, you know, when something happens, I want to be the one to take care of it. That's what happened here. My team can take care of anything. There are certain instances where I will jump in and be like, you know what? I want to take care of this one because we go way back, and sometimes that's the role I want to play. So what did I do? I got an email that said, hey, we don't have the complete audit for this workers' comp policy. And I've been working with this gal named Nikki. And if I don't get what I need, it's going to be a non-productive audit, which you do not want to have happen. Non-productive audits are pretty much, they're going to take their annual payroll and jack it up by an additional 25%, and they're going to get a bill equivalent to 1/4 of what their annual workers' comp policy is. And it's brutal. There's a lot of fixing that needs to be done. If it ever hits non-productive audit with my company, there are like 6 things you have to do. I have to get a signed audit, dispute form filled out. Then we have to dispute the audit. The auditing company has to get back in touch with my client. I think it adds another month to 2 months to the process. It wastes a lot of people's time, and we try and avoid it at all costs. I got this email. I was like, all right, I'm going to jump in and fix this. I texted the business owner. I was like, hey, you guys are at risk of a non-productive audit. And I'm like, this generally hasn't been a problem with this company before. And I know the HR person named Nikki. So she's like, you want to talk to Nikki? I said, yes. So Nikki called me. At the same time, I am responding to the audit company. I'm saying, hey, give me a call. This isn't like them. Something's going on. I talked to Nikki, and she's like, I've uploaded everything that they need to have. They have all my 941s, and they have all the tax forms to show what the payroll is. I've divvied it up by, see, I did this on the 9th, and I sent a bunch of stuff back just a couple weeks ago because he asked for it again. I did it again, and I'm trying to learn. There are two sides to every story, right? I will jump right in and listen to both sides. I'll listen to my client, and I'll say, hey, what's going on? What do you understand? And essentially what this came down to was the fact that she could not break out. They needed her to back out 1 week worth of annual payroll because of the way the reports are done. So for example, if she needed to run payroll from January 1st to December 31st, she can only run a report that started on like December 25th, like prior to the first January 1st, because of the way the payroll platform was set up, and they're no longer with that payroll company. She can't back out a week. That seems to be what was happening. Then I said, all right, let me see if I can fix this. And then I got a call from the auditor, and I played that role. I was like, hey, man, what's up? And the way I approach all this stuff with people that can help me is I'm like, hey, man, I need your help with this. And it sets the tone for a good conversation, okay? Sometimes this happens. Sometimes they can't get exactly to the date of these. Now, these are auditors. Auditors are very specific on the way that they need things. I get it. He's trying to do his job. And I said, look, this is what's going on. She can't back this week out because they're no longer with Paylocity, which is this payroll company. She's 99% home. Can you get an exception? And he's like, you know what? I'm going to talk to my underwriter, see if I can get an exception. I was like, perfect. So, you know, what I'm trying to do is save my insured's time and stress. Like, I just want this to be done. And I want it to be done right, you know? And I want to help the audit company too. If I can hop in and make two phone calls, it took me 15 minutes total to save hours worth of work for my client and the audit company, that's why I'm here, okay? That's what I'm happy to do. I fully expect the audit company, this has happened before, the audit company would be like, I mean, their payroll is pretty consistent. You know, they've been with us for 12 years. This is going to be fine. But if I didn't do this, like, this was going to be a huge mess. So this is why you have an agent, you know? This is why sometimes, you know, it's worth to pay more for your policy for an agent that's going to save you hours of work and your team hours of work. That's worth times money, right? That's a role I'm thrilled to play for my clients. That's why we're here. We're very good at it. And that's what I would encourage you to do. I could sit on my hands and be like, well, if she's not going to do the audit, then that's their fault. And they're going to have to deal with the consequences. Like, no. Don't be that agent, okay? Get in there and help. Some of this stuff can be complicated, especially if they haven't done it before. So just, this is how you give really good service, all right? You respond really quick, you fix the problem, you move on, all right? That's my advice for you today. My name's Matt. This is Simply Explaining Insurance. You can find me all over the place. I'm on LinkedIn, very active on Threads, and Instagram at Dietz Agency. And don't forget, send me a text, 208-213-8809. Send me the word email, and I'll hook you up with an awesome email that is doing wonders for my book right now. We're sending out 30 to 40 of these a day, and I'm getting reviews and reviews and reviews. I'm getting in front of a lot of my people, which we need to be doing right now because of the way that rates are increasing. Okay, so send me that, and I'm going to send you my full template for free. So get in on that. And don't forget, if you want some personalized help, go to agencylaunch.net and see if you're a good fit for Agency Launch. All right. One of my agents just won Rookie of the Year. I'm so stoked for him. He's crushing it. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Keep up the good work.